Catherine of Siena, 14th century, was one of the greatest mystic saints of all time. In her short life, she had a profound impact on the church. You could say she was on fire for Christ. She had a charismatic personality and could persuade others to see things her way. Catherine's book, The Dialogue, was the second book published by the first printing press after the Gutenberg Bible. She would become one of the 33 doctors of the Catholic Church, the second woman to be so honored. In 1366, while in her room, Catherine had a vision of a mystical marriage with Jesus and would subsequently claim to have experienced a heart exchange with Christ's heart. After this miraculous exchange, she told her confessor, Father Tommaso, "Can't you see, Father, that I'm not the person I was, but am changed into someone else?" She went on, "My mind is so full of joy and happiness that I am amazed my soul stays in my body." She also said, "There is so much heat in my soul that this material fire seems cool by comparison rather than to be giving out heat. It seems to have gone out rather than to be still burning." In her bold prayer, Catherine said her nature, like that of God, was fire. "I myself have experienced the fire of Christ's heart in my heart." Be open to Christ's heart if and as you are willing to pray Catherine's prayer. In your nature, eternal Godhead, I shall come to know my nature. And what is my nature, boundless love? It is fire, because you are nothing but a fire of love. And you have given humankind a share in this nature, for by the fire of love you created us. And so, with all other people and every created thing, you made them out of love. Oh, ungrateful people, what nature God has given you, his very own nature, are you not ashamed to cut yourself off from such a noble thing through the guilt of deadly sin? O eternal Trinity, my sweet love, you light, give us light. You wisdom, give us wisdom. You supreme strength, strengthen us. Today, eternal God, let our cloud be dissipated so that we may perfectly know and follow your truth in truth with a free and simple heart. God, come to our assistance. Lord, make haste to help us.